KQV News Time is 7:23. Well, of course, we are going to provide live coverage tonight. President Obama addresses the nation, and he'll also be meeting today with troops at Fort Bliss. Prior to that primetime address tonight, and joining us to talk more about it, AP correspondent Mark Smith. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
How are you?
Great, thanks. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain. I guess, give us a preview, I guess. What should we expect to hear from the president tonight?
Well, Bruce, let me start by saying what you're not going to hear, which are the words, mission accomplished. The White House is very clear in saying this is not going to be a speech of celebration, but it is going to be a speech that notes the president campaigned on a promise to end America's involvement in what is now a seven-year war, and the president is making good on that that campaign commitment. He will have brought home more than 90,000 troops from Iraq. There are 50,000 still left there, under 50,000, but those will be formally in a training and backup role. That does not mean they will not get into scrapes and even firefights sometimes, but at least that is not their main mission. So the president believes this is an important transition, and he will use a part of this speech to talk about the war that he does believe America needs to continue fighting, the one in Afghanistan. And, of course, that's the war where his surge is just now hitting its peak.
Mark, I'm just curious. I mean, is he walking any sort of a fine line here, because this is a war from a previous administration? Is there anything being mentioned about that administration in this speech?
Well, he's going to be very delicate, I guess, is the best way to describe it, and how he characterizes the Iraq conflict. Of course, as candidate and even previously, he said this war should never have been fought. The White House, Robert Gibbs, the press secretary, was telling us yesterday he still believes that. But at the same time, he does want to honor the troops who fought there as having done a great service to their country. And, you know, he also wants to make clear that it was the application of the necessary resources there that allowed the ultimate drawdown to take place. Interestingly, Obama is going to be, we're told he's going to be calling former President George W. Bush sometime in the course of today. The White House is not telling us exactly what the message is going to be. But obviously, with the end of America's combat mission, that's something that even George W. Bush looked forward to, hopefully.
I'm just curious, will there be any broaching of other subjects, whether they be the economy or something else?
Interesting. The White House has said that the president wants to use this speech to frame the additional challenges that remain. They haven't said exactly what he might say and whether that would include the economy. Certainly he's going to be talking about Afghanistan, but he's also going to be talking about the global war on terror and the continuing need to fight al-Qaeda in places from Pakistan to Indonesia.
All right, Mark Smith, always great to talk to you, Mark. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Take care of yourself.
AP correspondent Mark Smith joining us. Don't forget live coverage of the president's address tonight here on KQV starting at 8 p.m.